Hello, everybody. I'm Gabriel.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Max.
And welcome to our fourth episode of Bulldog Radio, bringing you some more sweet tunes. Jake Bugg is a British artist with sick style. Lightning Bolt, his song from his self-titled debut album, highlights the style. We hope you enjoy.
What kind of an egotistical person names an album after their own name?
Well, I mean, the song was really cute, so it's not like it matters that much.
Morning, it's another pure gray morning. Don't know what the day is holding. And I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town. And no one blinks an eye and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning bolt. Met her as the angels parted for her. She only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with gritted teeth, but I just stand by and I wait my time. They say you gotta toe the line. They want the water, not the wine. But when I see the signs, I jump on that line. Chances, people tell you not to take chances, and they'll tell you that there aren't any answers. And I'm starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning bolt. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? In the blinking of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with gritted teeth, but I just stay. I was lying back gazing skyward when the moment got shattered. I remember what she said and then she fled in the path of a lightning bolt.
Thank you. Bob O'Reilly by The Who. This classic tune was listed in Time Magazine's Top 100 Songs of All Time and the Rolling Stones' Top 500 Songs of All Time. Here's hoping it meets the hype.
Hype met. That is such a great song.
Right? It's just so upbeat and fun. It always puts me in a good mood.
Van Halen is famous for making some of the greatest rock music of all time. One of the most famous pieces is Jump. And we're mooching off of that popularity by playing it on our show.
Did you know that singer and songwriter David Lee Roth dedicated this song to his martial arts teacher?
I didn't, but since when does Van Halen do martial arts?
It's Goodnight Saigon by Billy Joel. This is a rather somber piece, as it's written about the terrible struggle the U.S. Marines went through during the Vietnam War.
What a wonderful and positive song for a beautiful Saturday morning.
I'm crying. Who brought onions into the studio?
It's time for a killer song. Jenny Was a Friend of Mine was one of the first songs off of the Killers' first album, Hot Fuss. This song was universally acclaimed for its powerful and melodic bass line. We'll be right back.
bass line was so killer.
Oh my god, stop.
Do you want me to make a pun?
No.
Are you sure?
No, that's the last thing that I want to happen.
The next indie rock band is based out of the UK. They released their debut album, We Fam Econo, in 2014, which includes our next song, Ava.
Two oceans in between us, and away for shore. There's a gate I see, there's a way for me. Now this one sits here and whispers things to me.
Love hearing new indie artists. They're always like so fun and unique.
Max, do you think we should start our own indie band? Okay, I'm gonna start a beat. You come in. No, you're not on beat. They're not on. Okay, we shouldn't. What? This isn't working.
You know, I personally think that sounded really great, guys.
Thanks, Game. You know, our EP does come out in like 2 months, so.
Did you know that my initials are EP?
Huh. Well, that's great. Anywho. The song from the album of the same name, Let's Dance, was released in 1983 to critical acclaim. The album itself was nominated for Album of the Year, but lost to Michael Jackson's Thriller. Here's a little something to dance to.
Kidding me? That lost the Thriller? That was so much better.
Thriller is amazing. Thriller.
Emily, I am cringing in my seat right now.
We did Thriller in my second grade ballet class, so excuse you. I rock at that dance.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Anyway, we have a show to do. The next artist is currently touring in Europe after releasing his latest album, Sleep No More. However, this next song is from his 2015 album, Written in Scars. Please enjoy Fight Till the End.
We don't know how to pray. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to make it through another day. Never run, never hide. Always up for the fight. We keep getting it wrong until we get it right. I won't let you let me go. Scars of a mind game never show. We're never gonna be alone, oh, again. We're never gonna let them know we're enemies. Love is not friends, and we fight to the end. Now I'm not losing you, so I'm losing myself. I don't wanna give this to anybody else. Give me time to give up, but I'm not gonna stop. All your kindness never brought me any love. I'll take the blame, I'll even shame. Baby, I'm a gambler, and you're the ace of spades. We're never gonna be alone.
Rule of Fight Club, we don't talk about Fight Club.
Did you know that I'm an orange belt? Ooh.
I love orange. I don't love oranges. They're like, I've only ever had like one orange in my entire life.
I know how to punch someone. That's about it.
Ooh, edgy.
I've been punched.
Can't say that I have been punched, Gabe. You're alone on that one.
Well, being a theater kid will do that.
Okay.
Yeah. This 80s classic was Kim Wilde's debut single in 1981. It has been remade and reimagined by different artists several times. It's the Kids in America. Let's go! You guys ever played Metal Gear Solid 5?
Can't say that I have. All I really do is my rhythm games on my phone. And
I play Mario Kart. Does that count?
Yeah, uh-huh. Animal Crossing.
You guys are so casual. I play Animal Crossing every now and again. But
Pokemon is pretty okay.
In Metal Gear Solid 5, you get to fly in a helicopter as the song plays as you're blowing stuff up. I think it's pretty cool.
The one thing I know about Metal Gear Solid is nanobots.
Yeah, well, nanomachines, to be exact.
Close enough.
I, you guys are all casual. I'm a hardcore gamer. I'm a hardcore Overwatch player. Pharamane.
If I ever
this means nothing to anybody.
If I ever wanted a video game, it's pure luck.
The one thing I know about Overwatch is, it's high noon.
Yeah, that's close enough.
All there is.
And I have now made myself a nerd on public radio. Anywho, let's move on. This tune was made in response to Billy Idol becoming a solo artist after leaving Gen X. He was showing that he was an independent artist who was dancing with himself.
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. And when there's no one else inside, in the crowded lonely night,
So let's sink another drink, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. Chance I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself.
You know,
she always does this.
You know, if she keeps doing that, she will end up dancing with herself for the rest of her life.
You know what, Gabe?
Roasted.
Hey, I'm the host of this show. I can say whatever I want.
Just dance by myself and be fabulous.
You do you.
I'll do me.
Not judging.
I'll do me, Gabe.
Now, let's mellow out for a second. Most of the songs we play are fast-paced and dance-crazy. Let's take a second to enjoy a nice song about enjoying the peaceful moments in life. It's Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever,
if words could make wishes come true. I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time
with. Oh my gosh, Max is asleep. Max, wake up.
Oh my god, that's awkward. We're kind of under a tight schedule. Oh, she's up. He's up.
Hey, Mac, you fell asleep during that song.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay. You didn't miss much.
You did sleep talk, though.
It's a classic song.
You know what you did? You told all of Bedford that you have a secret crush on SpongeBob.
Oh, no. My biggest secret has been revealed.
Oh, well, I'm going to go on Instagram right now.
Oh, no.
All right. Now it's time for a laid-back party jam that goes with the theme of spring. It's the party jam, What I Like About You by The Romantics. Let's jam out.
Yeah.
love this song. You know, it's playing today during lunch, during Love Your Body Week.
Oh, yeah, that thing. What's the point of Love Your Body Week? I don't understand.
Love your body. Love yourself.
That's true.
Yeah. Dance you know, if you go to, like, the mirrors, they write on the mirrors in the girls' bathroom, like, you're hot, or rate 11 over 10, and yeah. they draw a crown. Well, and I go in there, and I look on it, you know, the ones like, you're so hot, and I'll be like, damn right I am.
Wow.
So I think it's a pick-me-up.
Guys are cruel compared to you.
My favorite one is the one in, like, the first floor bathroom, that's, like, right at the main entrance that says, you go, girl, or... other gender non-conforming identifier here.
That's nice. I like
my favorite. All of our boys, they're all slurs and they're all like cartoons that make no sense.
Wow.
It's so unsupportive.
In the same bathroom on the first floor, there's actually in the first stall, there's like a wall of just like good things that people have written.
That's so nice.
Like it's just turned into like a wall of compliments.
Well, that's great. Love your body. Now it's time for the most ultimate of power jams. Eye of the Tiger by Survivor has been used countlessly in films and TV as a power jam. It's a great tune to get you pumped up. Let's get it going. We'll be right back.
So if Eye of the Tiger is this really pumped up song, just coming from me as a cat owner, would Eye of the Cat just be like so mellow, like a ukulele song?
I don't know. It might be a little crazy because sometimes the cats like to run all over the place. God. My cat likes to try to escape from the house and he always runs everywhere.
My cat, I play YouTube videos for my cat of like birds and squirrels and she loves it. She will watch it for hours.
That's so cute.
I don't have a cat, but I have a dog, and she's very ridiculous. Like, if you just go, like, ding dong, she'll, like, think you're ringing the doorbell, and she will bark and just go crazy, and I...
Is it, like, a loud bark?
Yeah.
That's terrible. My dog
does
that,
too. She's so funny.
You know, we were watching... You know those Disney nature documentaries?
Like Planet Earth?
Yeah, we were watching one with monkeys, and one of my cats was just, like, sitting in front of the TV staring up the whole time. Just, like, captivated.
I don't know if we're allowed to be political on this show, but I love this video of this cat just scratching Trump's face. Over and over.
We'll say because of the cat part.
Yeah, it'll be good.
All right. It's Superstition, performed, arranged, and produced by Stevie Wonder. This classic tune reached number one in the U.S. and number one on the Soul Singles chart.
Thank you.
Well, that wraps it up for this episode, but be sure to keep tuning in.
Our shows show on Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sunday at 10 p.m.
And you can check out our SoundCloud page at Bulldog Radio, as well as our Instagram account at Bulldog Studios, where we post behind-the-scenes pics.
Yeah, fun. We sound just as good as we do look. Anyway. Yeah,
honestly.
You all have a fantastic day.
This has been Emily.
And Max.
And your host, Gabe. Signing out.